Well, EU and Chinese leaders have been meeting virtually for their first summit in 2 years, with Brussels pressing Beijing for assurances that it will neither supply Russia with arms nor help Moscow circumvent Western sanctions opposed because of the invasion of Ukraine. EU officials close to the summit preparations said that any help given to Russia would damage China's international reputation and jeopardize relations with its biggest trading partners, Europe and the United States. A meeting between the EU leaders and President Xi Jinping is due to take place later today. Let's get the latest now from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's in Brussels. Tony, the Chinese have been trying to walk a fairly fine line here in terms of maintaining their relationships and support for Moscow, but also presumably not alienating international trading partners.
Yeah, I mean, people would say that China has operated a kind of pseudo-neutrality at best with Russia. It has not condemned the invasion, and it has been repeating some of Russia's justifications for the invasion. Now, relations between the EU and China were not great anyway at the outset. They had concluded a trade investment treaty in 2020, but that is on hold because of sanctions against Chinese officials allegedly involved in human rights abuses in Xinjiang province. And then the Chinese reaction to that was to issue mass sanctions against members of the European Parliament and EU diplomats. But this summit is really going to be dominated by Ukraine, and essentially the EU side really putting it up to China to declare where it stands and to also to use its influence as a permanent member of the UN Security Council. It certainly wants to ensure that China doesn't start providing military support to Russia or help it evade sanctions. And it's how hard that message is delivered is really going to be the talking point at this summit.
What about the continuing efforts, or are there at this stage, to reach some kind of a cessation, the talks between Ukraine and Russia? We saw them meeting earlier this week in Turkey. Where is all that at, Tony?
That's right, Brian. Well, there were very important talks on Tuesday in Istanbul, and you know, a lot of the ideas that have been back and forth were really fleshed out in communiques after that meeting in Istanbul. And there was quite a bit of optimism that there might be a pathway here to some kind of peace agreement. But that optimism melted away very quickly on Wednesday and Thursday following statements from the Kremlin, and obviously signs that Russia was not fully pulling back from areas around Kyiv and Chernihiv, but was simply regrouping and perhaps resupplying its troops later on. Both sides have resumed talks today by video conference, but the Kremlin has already said that alleged Ukrainian attack on the Rosneft oil depot about 40 kilometres inside Russia to the east of the Ukrainian border, that would not help the talks process. Obviously, the Ukrainians would say, well, you're bombing us every day, so that certainly doesn't help either. But really not a huge amount of optimism that things are going to take great strides. I think China will want the EU at this meeting today to perhaps create some conditions for Vladimir Putin to get down from this position that he finds himself in. Whether that's going to be agreed tacitly by the EU side, that's a different matter.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you for that.